you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Ridiculous News is a production of iHeartRadio and Cool 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 Audio.
With amazing and crazy topics to pick and to choose, you are now tuned in to Ridiculous News with interesting views on breaking the rules of broadcasting and all sorts of wild reports to keep us laughing with funny off-brand upbeat journalism. The strange and unusual stories of what we give them when it's all about Ridiculous News everywhere. We talking about Ridiculous News over here.
Hey everyone, welcome to Ridiculous News, not your average news show. We cover stuff you didn't realize was news, from the wild and funny, to the deep and hidden, to the absolutely ridiculous. I'm Mark Kendall, I'm an Atlanta-based comedian, and you know what? The other day, I heard some live music for the first time in a while, and it really lifted my spirits. I highly recommend you going out, hearing some live music, maybe it's high-flying live music, if you have access to it. And so, y'all, today is a weekly roundup episode, and we're going to be discussing headlines that caught our eye recently. Now, this week, Bill is traveling. He's out of town. We're going to miss him dearly. However, we are joined by the absolutely stupendous Marietta Mendler. Marietta is a brilliant artist and comedian. So, in this moment, I would like to welcome Marietta. Hooray! Yes!
Yay!
Welcome!
Thank you so much!
Yeah. How are you, Marietta?
Feeling so thrilled and excited to be here on awesome. One of my fave podcasts.
Oh, that's super nice. Super nice. Well, thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited to talk about the news with you today. And before we do that, however, we're going to hop into a segment called Giving Them Their Flowers. So, Marietta, anytime we have a guest, we have this segment. And all it is we're going to give you a couple compliments, all right? So, Marietta, I mentioned this to you recently, but I saw you perform stand-up not too long ago. And, you know, I love your comedy. And you do stand-up, you perform around Atlanta. Y'all should check out Marietta if she's ever in your town. And the thing that I was, like, just really impressed by is, you know, you have a very, you know, specific stage presence that is all your own. And it was really great to see the audience get that and understand that, like, immediately, you know, so the room had its own energy or whatever, but then you hop on stage and you're like, oh, it's my time now to do what I want to do. And the audience gets on board with that. And that's really fun. In addition to that, you know, I just really love talking with you, picking your brain. And so that's why I'm just super excited to have you on the show today. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's such a joy to get to see you at shows all over the place. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to more with you. So, Marietta, we're going to hop into our next segment, Ridiculous News Nibbles. So this first one, pretty interesting, and I want to hear what you have to think about this one. And this is from AP News. The headline is NASA asks an auctioneer or an auction to return their moon dust and cockroaches. Yeah. So basically, the space agency NASA has asked Boston-based RR Auction to halt the sale of moon dust collected during the 1969 Apollo 11 mission that had subsequently been fed to cockroaches during an experiment to determine if the lunar rock contained any sort of pathogen that posed a threat to terrestrial life. So back in, this is real. So like back in 1969, the Apollo 11 mission brought back more than 47 pounds of lunar rock back to Earth. And so apparently some of it was fed to insects, fish, and other small creatures to see if it would kill them. And the cockroaches that were fed moon dust were brought to the University of Minnesota, where entomologist Marion Brooks dissected and studied them. But the moon rock and the cockroaches were never returned to NASA. Instead, they were displayed at Brooks' home, and you know, her daughter sold them in 2010, and now they're up for sale again. And so that's kind of where we find ourselves today. So I thought it was a really interesting story about, hey, there's some loose moon dust and cockroaches out there, and NASA's like, hey, we want it back.
And I wonder what happened to the fish. Like, why do they only care about the cockroaches? What happened to the fish? And why now, NASA? Why yeah. Why are you waiting over 40 years to get these cockroaches back?
Yeah.
Also, how old are those cockroaches?
I mean, well, I guess at this point, you know, and these are the carcasses of the cockroaches. So these cockroaches so these cockroaches are back from the late 60s.
Oh, I thought the cockroaches maybe had some longevity.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Well, you know, so there. Well, speaking of that, so this is a quote from Marion Brooks, who dissected and studied the cockroaches that ate the moon dust. So a quote from them was, she said, "I found no evidence of infectious agents." And this was in Brooks passed away in 2007, but this was a quote that she gave the Minneapolis Tribune for an October 1969 story. And she was saying that she found no evidence that moon material was toxic or caused any other ill effects in the insects. So the cockroaches that ate it were fine, apparently.
Can we eat it?
That was a good question. That's a great question. I had the same question. What do you think?
I think it would be a very chic pill, you know? Just a moon pill. Just and if they brought back 40 pounds of it.
Right.
But do it again. I dare
you. You know what I think? I'm sure. Like, I got to imagine that someone in NASA, someone in the building. Look, I mean, if some of the moon dust is already like in other places, there's someone that took a taste of it.
Just a little lick. Just a quick one. Just when nobody's looking. Like, you're like, oh, guys, I forgot my keys. I got to go back.
Oh, guys. Hey, I want to get an early start on tomorrow, so I'm just gonna stay back, do a little extra work. That door shuts, and you know they're adding it to their lasagna or something like that.
It's the new Parmesan.
It's the new Parmesan.
That's exactly what moon dust is. It's supposed to be made of cheese anyway.
Yeah.
Put it on the lasagna. I was too small-minded when I said pill. I meant frozen food.
You meant garnish. You meant,
I did.
It's seasoning.
Yeah. Parsley, you're done. Move over.
I mean, can you imagine that though? Like any restaurant that's like, hey, we got some moon seasoned food for you. You try it. I will, not to speak for other people, I would try it, I should say.
I would try it. There's a pizza place in Atlanta that does sprinkles on your pizza. You can get glitter sprinkles. Even if you're an adult, you can get glitter. It's technically on the kids' menu, but they'll let you do it.
That's great. I love that. Yeah. Well, here's another story. This is a very different headline. Okay. So Ohio State University was awarded the trademark on the word the. So the word T-H-E. Right. So this is something that they've been trying to get for nearly 3 years, apparently. And the university's initial trademark filing in 2019 was prompted by apparel designer Mark Jacobs' application to the trademark, the, I guess in all caps or something like that. So I'm not in the clothing designer game. So this is all pretty new to me, right? So in 2021, the university was pleased to reach an agreement with Jacobs that allows both parties to register the branded products for continued use and license. So I thought that was really something. I didn't know you had to trademark that, but.
No, I feel like it's free. Like they could just use it anytime. Mm-hmm. And I wonder how the other articles feel about it. You know, like A and Anne, if they're mm-hmm. like, if they feel liberated by not having a trademark or if they feel left out.
You know, Marietta, it's so interesting that you said that because we have one of those words in the studio here to join us. So they're just outside the studio. So if you could just open the door and let them in.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Marietta. Hey, Mark. It's me, the letter and. Hey. Listen here. I came to express some grievances, all right? Listen, I'm a free agent out there. I saw my colleague, going in the first round for a max contract. And, you know, I just want to say that I was a little disappointed that, you know, I didn't get picked up this offseason, you know? I want to be trademarked. I want the shoe deals, you know. I see myself, listen, I'm not your top scorer, but I'm what I call a glue player, you know. I, the letter and, I'm a conjunction. I bring people together. Without me on the roster, you know, what's your team going to do? Try writing a paragraph without me in it. Try going through getting a degree at The Ohio State University without the letter and see what happens. You know, that's all I came to say.
They can't do it without you.
Exactly. I deserve a t-shirt.
You do. You do. And you deserve to be in all capitals and lowercase.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to, you know what, Marietta, I appreciate this moment of validation. And I also want to shout out my friend, the ampersand. You know, we are, we're like fraternal and identical twins at the same time. And so I also come on their behalf as well. You know, we'd like to see ourselves put out there more often. I mean, we're educational. You know, things were at a peak for us, you know, several decades ago when Schoolhouse Rock did a track about us, about conjunctions, conjunction, junction. You know, that was playing in the clubs pretty hard for a while, you know, but, you know, times move on. And so we're always looking for ways to be relevant. And so you might be like, the letter and, wouldn't a trademark, doesn't that feel, you know, tightened up? Doesn't that feel like it's constricting? And the word is not always. Sometimes it gives you legitimacy. When you have that copyright symbol next to your name, you know, it lets people know you're open for business.
It's like a degree marker, you know, it's like a title.
Exactly right. A title. Exactly right. Well, Marietta, Mark, it's been great getting to talk to y'all, getting to get this off my chest. I feel so much lighter. I feel so much. So often I'm holding the sentence together and it's nice to just be able to start things off. For myself, a lot of times people say, don't start a sentence with the word and. Imagine how that feels, you know, for someone to tell you, you never come first. All right. So I appreciate y'all putting my feelings and thoughts at the forefront for a little bit. So.
And I'm going to start doing that more often. I will put you at the beginning of my sentences.
I thank you. I appreciate you both. Well, I'm going to fly away now. Whee!
That, he just jumped so far.
He jumped really far. I didn't know the letter and could fly because they jumped out the window and they're doing great. They're flying just fine.
Soaring. They seem light as air now.
We're going to take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsor.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With amazing and crazy topics to pick and to choose, you are now tuned in to Ridiculous News.
All right, so we're back. And so for our main course today, the main story we're talking about today is, you know, the continuing story about Roe v. Wade being overturned. So, of course, this news broke last week. And before that, you know, the story was leaked about the decision. So that's how we're going to kick things off. And I'd also like to quickly mention that when news of this, you know, this news has been building for a while. So back in May, in fact. So I also just wanted to, you know, point y'all out to, we did an episode, a weekly roundup episode, May 5th, where we had Annalise Kaler on talking about abortion rights as well as her personal story. And I just strongly encourage you to go back and listen to her story, as well as some great insights shared by Enze Ufot of the New Georgia Project, both two really brilliant people. And I learned a lot listening from them. So I'd like to point that out. So today, however, we're going to be talking about how the Supreme Court's ruling now is going to set off new court fights around the country. And so this information that we're pulling from today is from an article from AP News. So to start off, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision this past Friday to end constitutional protection for abortion opened the gates for a wave of litigation from all over. So many of the court cases will focus on, quote, trigger laws. And these have been adopted in 13 states in anticipation of the ruling and designed to take effect swiftly. So lawsuits could also target old anti-abortion laws that were left on the books and went unenforced under Roe, and newer abortion restrictions that were put on hold pending the Supreme Court ruling have also started to come back into play. So this is going to be, you know, pretty expansive, right? And again, just as a reminder, the Supreme Court ruling left it to the states to decide whether to allow abortion. And so we have this quote from Jonathan Turley, who is a professor at the George Washington University Law School. And they said, quote, "The expectation is that this will result in years of legislative and judicial challenges." Yeah, so that's kind of like the one aspect of what's going to be happening in the aftermath of this decision. So starting right away, you know, there's been a lot of activity with protests. So for example, you know, abortion rights activists, you know, went to court earlier this week to fend off restrictions in places like Texas, Idaho, Kentucky, and Mississippi. So this is like, and that's just in those places, but it really is happening all over. And, you know, it's a lot. There's not a whole lot you can really say to sum everything up just because it's so massive and monumental.
Very overwhelming.
Absolutely.
Yes. But I am grateful for all of the awesome resources that are available now to learn more about it and what can be done locally for it, and about donating to local abortion funds and resources that support reproductive health care for all bodies.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, Marietta, that's a really great point about like looking at locally what's happening and seeing where you can get involved on the local level, you know, and I think that that's like such a great point to make. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So I think it's important to remember that this issue affects everyone and all bodies and not just women, and that it's a trans men and non-binary folks. Everyone is affected by this access to important healthcare. And that's just something as it comes around again that I think it's important to be cautious about, because so frequently everyone has the signs with ovaries on them and stuff, and it's important to think wider and more inclusively.
And Marietta, you were also mentioning how it's important to get involved on the local level. We're both in Atlanta. There's the Feminist Women's Health Center as well, which is a local organization here in Atlanta. And I thought you pointed that out, which I thought was a great point as well.
Yes, I think it's really important to support your local healthcare networks, especially the Feminist Women's Healthcare Center in Atlanta, and donate directly to those as opposed to maybe other wider organizations.
That's awesome. A word that you used earlier was overwhelming, which I think makes a lot of sense, right? Because it's like you hear this Supreme Court overturning this ruling and how, you know, just like the wide ripple effects. And, you know, something that you were saying earlier when we were talking was understanding folks' stories and how that can be a really great way to make sense of things, or that's kind of how I interpreted it. Something that Bill and I have encountered sometimes with these news stories is that, you know, learning like the facts and figures is always really important, but like another thing that's also really important is understanding people's stories. And so you had alluded to that some, and I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, and just how it can, because I think sometimes it's easy to think of these issues as far away from yourself and distant from yourself when you don't have an intimate history with it yet or ever. And when it comes to understanding other people's stories and histories, and it's interesting to think of like where you're getting your information from when you were a kid and how that's affected your current belief systems. Because I think I was thinking back on like how many old men told me about my reproductive health care and what I deserved when I was a kid and growing up. And now I feel so lucky to be able to be like, they shouldn't have any right to say what they think about that. I think I just always reflect on that, because it can be people that you hold in such high esteem that then are telling you that like you don't necessarily have any choice over anything. And so I think in that way, it's just such a personal ruling and topic, no matter what perspective you're coming from. So I think that it is encouraging and a hopeful moment to think of the fact that these Supreme Court justices that passed this were appointed by presidents who won like, you know, a minimal amount of the popular vote, like a minority of the popular vote, and that they're not representative of the nation as a whole. And so often I feel like you hear people's outcry to move to Canada or to move overseas. And I think it really speaks to the fact that like you're not alone in fighting against it, and that the you won't be one of just 10 people. You'll be one of like tens of thousands of people who I've been so comforted to see like the protesting, but also just that knowledge that we're not alone in wanting power over our own bodies and autonomy.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Marietta. Yeah, kind of like what you're saying, like, you know, Trump lost the popular vote when, you know, he was elected, appointed a bunch of justices. It's also, you know, kind of strange too, honestly, the timing of this being overturned as we're hearing about all the things that Trump did leading up to and during the January 6th insurrection, you know? So I think that that's a great thing to keep in mind, and that like, hey, you know, like you're not alone in being upset about what happened, as well as also wanting to make sure that people have access to healthcare. I think that's a great thing too.
Yes. Yeah. Like it's not reflective of everyone, I would want to believe.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Marietta, we're going to move on to another segment called our Mental Health Minute. And so it's just a time where we kind of talk about anything that's sort of mental health related or either things that have been interesting to us recently in the mental health arena. It's a segment I like a lot. And when we were talking beforehand, you had a story that you had shared recently about something that happened to you when you were staying with a friend. Would you be willing to share that story?
Yes, I was just staying with a friend in New Jersey, and I was so appreciative of the free place to stay and of everything, and I was gushing, like, thank you so, so much, you know? And then she was just like, you and your friend are no lift to me, like, to... for me to house you is no lift. And I've just never heard that phrase before. And it was the most reassuring and affirming phrase I've ever heard in my whole life. To have someone just tell you that you're not a burden on their day or on their time, because that's like such an easy thing for your brain to tell you. It's not fair of your brain to say that, but that's definitely something that I want to put into practice more often when I notice someone is maybe feeling insecure, to reassure them and reassure myself that, like, it's a no lift moment and it's ease and it's gentle and it's good.
That's really great. Yeah, because, you know, something about that story that you mentioned was just that really resonated with how comfort it could be for someone to affirm that you're not a burden to them, you know? And I just thought that that was really powerful, mainly just because it's like, it's something that means a lot, but it's not like it's something, at least in my head, that I'm remembering to remind people of all the time, you know? And it's just like, oh, that seems like a way to, I don't know, just like a really powerful way to use your words, you know? And I was kind of reminded in, whether it's like in workplaces or in creative spaces, anytime I'm like, spending time with people, how much like an encouraging, even just like an encouraging word can be helpful, you know? And just thinking about words of encouragement in general, how helpful it can be. And it's interesting because I think it, I realized like, oh, I really appreciate that. So that means other people probably appreciate that as well. And, but you don't always necessarily think that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's so hard to sometimes think about that things that have comforted you will comfort others. I think the moment somebody makes me smile, I'm like, oh my goodness, how can I share this smile with the next person? Yeah,
We'll be right back with more ridiculous news after this short break.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Don't get it confused. You are now tuned in to Ridiculous News.
All right, so we're back. And so, Marietta, we're going to wrap up with a couple stories. Both of these are animal-based, actually, so a little change of pace. So this headline, also from AP News, I want to share it with you. I want to see what you think. So the headline is, Dolphins in Lisbon River show the benefits of protecting nature. So basically what's happened is the river Tagus at Lisbon has, you know, their pollution has dropped over the past however many years. And so what that has led to has been to a proliferation of dolphin sightings. So there was a person that spends time at the river. So they're a local sailor. Their name is Bernardo Queros. So I hope I'm saying that correctly. And they had a quote saying, "In the past 10 years, with the water improvement," they said, "we started seeing wildlife much more frequently." They went on to say, "We used to see the dolphins 10 times a year, and now we have them 200 days a year," which is like,
wow,
20 times as much. That's a lot of dolphins.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just like seeing someone 200 days a year. That's your best friend right there.
That really is. Those dolphins changed around their whole social calendar. That's a lot of scheduling. What if those dolphins had appointments in like Italy and they said no?
Nah, we're in Portugal, you know?
Yeah, the place to be is Portugal if you're a dolphin.
Yeah, and so the UN has, they're trying to, you know, drum up support for improving efforts to keep pollution down so that things like this can happen. Have you ever seen dolphins in nature, or just like anywhere? Have you ever seen a dolphin live before, like aquarium, anywhere, anytime?
Maybe at the Atlanta Aquarium. I feel like I would love to see them in real life. I would lose my mind if I saw them in real life.
It's pretty cool. I haven't seen a dolphin in real life super up close, but I have been like in the water, like at like in a boat, like in a ferry or something like that, and way off in the distance, you see like the dolphins go up into the air and then back down into the water.
Oh my goodness, like it's you're awesome. In a Lisa Frank painting.
Yeah.
That sounds incredible.
I mean, it was, I mean, the crossover between the Lisa Frank painting and my experiencing the dolphins was the dolphin was the common link. I wish there were more of like the Lisa Frank, like colors and things like that, but the dolphins were consistent. The dolphin was the common link. You know?
I do feel like if it was more Lisa Frank, we would have more pollution concerns. Probably if the ocean was pink and orange, it would maybe be bad.
That's so true. That's so true. I feel like we could ponder this for quite some time. We'll move on to another animal-based story. So let me know what you think about this headline, Marietta. So this is from CBC Radio. Okay. So there's an eagle that snatched a baby hawk for dinner, then ended up adopting it, apparently. So this bird was a red-tailed hawk, right? And I guess their nest was preyed upon by adult bald eagles. And so then somehow, you know, the red-tailed baby bird winds up with the baby bald eagles, starts begging for food, and then now, like, the bald eagles are raising it, apparently.
I just would love to know how they know that it was adopted, you know? How?
That's a great question.
What paperwork was filed with what organizations and what, and how do you not know it's not like more of like a fun, like uncle situation, you know? Or it could even be like a funny best friend, like the old neighbor.
Yeah, that's so true.
These eagles.
Yeah. These eagles, these hawks, you know.
Yeah, it is cool that they can befriend their food, though. You know.
Yeah, I didn't know that that was possible. I just like that. That is surprising, seeing how that they've been, you know, at least welcomed into the nest for now. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I want to see a bird do that to a worm. And adopt a bug.
Right. Yeah.
I want a bird to adopt a fly.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause then they can fly together.
That's true. A bird and a fly. Yeah, that'd be pretty great. Yeah.
That would be nice.
I'd like to see a bird, you know, honestly, since we just talked about them, like a bird and a whale. A bird and a dolphin become friends, like the sky joining the sea. You know?
That's majestic.
That sounds like a Disney movie, like the eagle and the dolphin.
Oh my goodness, that's streaming the perfect amount.
Yeah.
Like
a spinoff of The Fox and the Hound. It's like, you know, an eagle, maybe they get like wounded. They fall into the ocean. They get picked up by, you know, a sea creature, taken back to the beach. And then for the summer, they like meet at this one spot on the beach every day and they become great friends. But then the eagle gets, you know, taken up by a hunter and it's like, you're going to help me find fish. You're going to go into the ocean, find fish. And then the eagle has to make a choice. Like, do I help, you know, my human caretaker find fish, or do I like go into the water? And I can't tell you what happens because that would be a spoiler, but.
Oh, wow. I wonder if the eagle has the power to turn the man into a vegetarian.
Actually, you know, Mary, that's really great. Maybe instead of like going into the water, the eagle instead, I'm sorry to go on this tangent, but it really must be done. Maybe yeah. Like, it seems like you have, what are you thinking?
I think he starts stealing lettuce. The man is like, can you bring me back a fish, please? And he's like, what about this bag of arugula from the farmer's market? It's very nice.
The eagle introduces the human to grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Another thought I had too was like the eagle, instead of like, you know, revealing where all these fish are hanging out or all these whales or whatever it is that the human hunter is after, the eagle instead finds this like fruit tree that has like some delicious fruit. The hunter takes one bite and they're like, this fruit is where it's at. Forget trying to get all these bones out of my fish after grilling it. I'm having these seedless grapes from this tree, you know?
Oh my God. And then he shares the grapes with the whale and it's not poisonous and it all works out perfectly.
It all works out perfectly.
Ooh, yeah. And then Phil Collins does the soundtrack. Incredible.
Oh, wait, Marietta, I'm so sorry, but the door next to you, someone's knocking on the door.
Oh!
Marietta, Mark! It's me, the letter and again. I saw that you were pitching a movie to Disney called The Eagle and the Fish. Eagle and the Dolphin, whatever. I just want to volunteer my services to be in the movie as and. To like lend my services to the title. Would that be okay to you? Would that be all right with you?
That's huge. That is a huge get. That is better than Leonardo DiCaprio.
I feel like, thank you so much, Marietta. I appreciate that. You know, your words mean a lot. Because in my mind, you need me. You can't be like the eagle, but also fish. You know, you need the eagle and the dolphin, the eagle, whatever, the eagle and the sea, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Eagle and whale. Eagle and grape.
Right. The eagle and the vegetarian diet. Well, y'all, I'm glad. You know what? It all worked out. Because if I was trademarked by The Ohio State, who knows if I'd be available, you know, to do this on location shoot. But my schedule is clear. So this is great for me. All right. So I'm going to head back to my house, start memorizing these lines, take some acting classes to get ready for the shoot of this movie. So I'm going to leave.
Here's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Well, oh my gosh, Marietta, how do you know the perfect gifts for all kinds of life forms and also non-life forms? I'm technically not a life form. I'm a word. And how did you know that us letters and words love peanut butter jelly sandwiches? Because this is a part, you know, peanut butter, there's glue in the middle. I am the peanut butter and the jelly. That is, you saw me. You saw my soul. Marietta, I gotta go eat this. Wow, Marietta. The letter and has just left. You really are a mind reader. You knew exactly what that person needed.
He just flew away with a sandwich.
He flew away with the sandwich, man. And it looks like an eagle just joined the work. Oh, wow. That's really something. Well, Marietta, I think it's time that we move on to the next segment called The Spring of Inspiring Inspirations. And so this is one quote from Maya Angelou that says, try to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud. I thought that was a good quote.
I like it, and it goes so well with our conversation today.
I agree. Yeah. Well, Marietta, it's been so great having you join Ridiculous News today. Can't wait to have you back soon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Where can folks find you if they want to follow you, keep up with what you're doing?
You can find me on Instagram at Marionetta, which is what I came up with, you know, when I was too young. But it's M-A-R-I-E-O-N-E-T-T-A.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much again. Y'all, check out Marietta on social media. Go check out one of her shows. Marietta, you're hilarious. And as always, thank you, the listeners. Thank you for tuning into Ridiculous News. We know that you have a lot of choices of what to listen to, so we genuinely, really, truly thank you for checking it out. And you can also stay in touch with us. So you can email us at ridiculousnews@iheartmedia.com, as well as Ridiculous News on Facebook and IG. And be sure to check out our comedy videos as well at Mark Kendall Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, as well as at Kendall Comedy on Twitter. So we thank you all so much, and goodbye.
Ridiculous News is hosted by Mark Kendall and Bill Worley. Executive producers are Ben Bolin and Noel Brown. Produced and edited by Tari Harrison. Research provided by Casey Willis. And theme music by Four Eyes and Dr. Delight. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.